Unit 4, Lesson 13.
By the Time. Mozart. Lord Kelvin. Project. Hurry. Violin. Scientist. Complete. Hide. Army. War. World War II. Several. A great deal of.
Exercise 1. Annie and Yongxian are talking about Annie's history project. Listen to their conversation and answer the questions.
Hi, Annie. You're walking very fast. What's the hurry?
I'm going to the library to do some more work on my project.
You're collecting stories about famous children, aren't you?
Yes. Many famous people had done wonderful things when they were children.
Like Mozart?
Yes, he's my favourite. He had learned to play the violin and the piano before he was 8. He wrote music too.
Who else?
Well, there was Lord Kelvin. He was a great scientist. By the time he was 10 years old, he had completed university.
Wow! Not many people go to university before they're 10.
No, I'm already too old. I'm also too old to be like Anne Frank. By the time she was 13, she'd already started writing her famous diary.
Why was her diary famous?
She wrote it after her family had hidden themselves from the German army during World War II. Her diary tells us what she felt about her life.
I'd like to read your project. Maybe I can do something famous too.
Lesson 14.
As. Possible. However. Prison. Lose. Bill. Return. Writer. Sell. Charles Dickens. No longer.
Exercise 1. Read about a writer's life and answer the questions.
Have you read any of my books? I was born in 1812. My parents had 8 children, but 2 of them died when they were young. As a child, I was often sick, so it wasn't possible for me to go to school. However, although I didn't go to school like other children, I still learned to read and I loved books. When I was 9 years old, my family moved to London. My parents had always been poor, but in London they were even poorer. After a few years there, my father was sent to prison because he had lost all his money and couldn't pay his bills. My mother, brothers and sisters went with him. I started working in a factory, but I hated it. 3 months later, when my father had paid his bills, my family returned home. I went to school for 2 years. After that, I had a job in an office. And then I worked as a newspaper reporter. I also wrote funny stories for a magazine. Then I began to write my first book. Everyone wanted to read this book. Very soon I was a famous writer. I wrote 22 more books. They all sold very well. My wife and I were no longer poor. And neither were my 10 children. My name is Charles Dickens.
Lesson 15.
Swimming pool. Lunchtime.
Exercise 4. Listen to these sentences. The speakers think some words are more important than others. They stress these words. Underline the stressed words.
How long had he had the toy truck?
It had the toy truck since he was a boy.
How long had she had the library book?
She'd had the library book for several days.
How long had they had their tickets?
They'd had their tickets since National Day.
How long had you had that house?
We'd had that house for a long time.
Lesson 16.
Stone. Rosetta. Jean Champollion. Egypt. Egyptian. Sand. Work out. Secret. Letter. Sign. Represent.
sound. Study, blind, alphabet, Louis Braille. Terrible, tool, raised, dot, name. Exercise 1. Read about the Rosetta Stone and answer the questions.
Reading the Rosetta Stone. Jean Champollion, 1790 to 1832, was very good at languages. By the time he was 16 years old, he had learned 7 languages. Later, he learned 5 more languages. He learned Chinese, too. When he was 18, he began teaching history at university. He was younger than many of his students. Jean was very interested in ancient Egypt. And in 1821, he began to study the Rosetta Stone. A group of soldiers had found this stone at Rosetta when Jean was still a young boy. It had lain under the sand for hundreds of years until they dug it up. There was a lot of strange writing on the stone. The writing was a message in 3 languages. One of the languages was ancient Egyptian. However, until Jean had worked out its secret, no one could read this language. Ancient Egyptian wasn't written with letters and words like English. It was written with signs. At first, the signs were thought to represent things and ideas, but Jean believed that some of them represented sounds. By the time he had completed his study of the Rosetta Stone, he had found 15 of these signs. Today, it is possible to understand what people in Egypt wrote 4,000 years ago.
Exercise 2. Listen to Annie's speech about a young inventor and draw lines to complete the sentences.
As a child, Louis Braille had wanted one thing more than anything else. He had wanted to read. He was a clever child, and he had done well at school, but he couldn't read because he was blind. He hadn't always been blind, however. Until he was 3 years old, he had been able to see as well as anyone else. But then he had a terrible accident. Louis's father made shoes, and he often used to take Louis with him when he went to his shop. One day, when he had left the shop for a moment, Louis started to play with his tools. The tools were very sharp, and Louis hurt his eyes. He hurt them so badly that he was never able to see again. While he was at school, Louis had read a few books for blind people. They had very large letters and were difficult to read. He wanted to invent a better way for blind people to read, and he did. By the time he was 15 years old, he had invented a special alphabet using raised dots. This alphabet is called Braille. It was named after its inventor.